keep it alive. Through these lines I write, I keep it live, cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling. When you feeling them flares, they can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah. Just nod your head with it, so explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it, no scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool, hear my heartbeat beat into the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so, no overdose cause it's dope. Yo man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow, down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this.
Welcome to Anti Media Radio. This is your host, S.M. Gibson, going solo in the studio tonight. There's a lot going on in the world right now. It feels just like the country has slipped away from what people believe it to be. We are officially living in a police state. Whether people want to admit it to themselves or not, we've got two 17-year-old girls that are dead, one in Longview, Texas, one in Denver, Colorado, one had a knife, one was in a car. We'll see what happens with the police officers. It doesn't look good. We've also got Ayanna Stanley Jones, the 7-year-old in Detroit, sitting on her couch under her Hannah Montana sleeping bag. Cops flashbang the house, come in, shoot it up, killing a 7-year-old, realized it was the wrong house, and the cop is not being punished for it. So we're living in a country where cops can just kill people for whatever they want, and there's no repercussions. Zero repercussions, and we supposedly live in the land of the free. 5% of the population of the world, 25% of the prison population of the world. The police get to do whatever they want. It was announced today by Bill Bratton in New York City, who is the police commissioner, that they are about to create a strategic response group. And what this is there's going to be 350 new NYPD officers, in his words, equipped and trained in ways that our normal patrol officers are not. They'll be equipped with all the extra heavy protective gear, with the long rifles and machine guns. So they're basically putting the military on the streets of New York City. And he says they're going to be trained in ways their officers aren't. Well, we've seen how their officers are trained. So what does this mean? They're going to be more deadly? They're going to be able to get it out with one shot? I mean, what's the point of this? If we don't live in a police state, why do we have to have heavy, extra heavy protective gear, long rifles and machine guns walking through the streets of New York City? And what's even worse about this, if there's a protest in New York, this strategic response group is going to be there patrolling at all the protests. They're comparing the protesters in New York to terrorists. And what's so sad and what's so sickening about it is the whole reason there's been protests in New York are because of the police officers killing people. But we don't live in a police state. It's absolutely asinine that people have their heads stuck in the sand over this. It goes back to the military. Everybody says, well, we should support these officers. We should support our military. You know, fair enough, not all these people are bad people, and they're not. But the state is so out of control, we have to stop worshiping the state. So many conservatives you'll hear say, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government. But you've got to support the police officers. You've got to support the troops. Well, who do you think these people are? You don't think they're not the government? You think their paychecks just magically just appear? No, they're employees of the government. Look at Darren Wilson. Well, I believe his story. Well, I believe his story. But you just said you don't trust the government. And he's a member of the government, but you believe him because he's wearing a blue uniform. We have just, we've become so desensitized to the violence. And we're so scared of it could happen to us. Or maybe we don't think it will happen to us. I don't know. Maybe people live in la-la land, like they don't think it's ever going to happen to them. But we're under the thumb of the government and a police state. We have to wake up and realize this. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, without repercussion. It's absolutely sickening. These two 17-year-old girls died for absolutely no reason. One went into the police station in Longview, Texas, Christiana Kennard. The video's been released. She was in the lobby of the station. She went at police after quite some time. They had already had her subdued. And at some point, she has a knife and they kill her. Well, if police officers can't handle a small 17-year-old girl with a knife without shooting her, then what are they doing being police officers? There's got to be another profession, because there's nothing brave about that. There's nothing, you're not protecting anyone. You're overreacting. And they're allowed to overreact. That's the scary part, because they know there's going to be no repercussions anymore. If we were able to have some sort of justice in this country, then maybe, possibly, this wouldn't be happening as much. But as long as there's no justice, it's going to continue to happen over and over and over and over. If anybody would like to call into the show tonight, please feel free. Area code 718-717-8296. Area code 718-717-8296. But back to this police state that we're living in. I don't understand why people hold in such reverence people in a uniform for no reason. They just blindly follow. They don't trust the politicians. And what's sad about that is they say they don't trust the politicians. Well, the people elect the politicians. Those people are chosen. The people in the military aren't chosen, nor are the cops chosen. They're not chosen by the people, but they trust them. They just blindly trust them. Just because they have a badge, just because they represent something. They represent something of the state, which is more fear than respect. And they just blindly follow whatever they're told, whatever the rhetoric is. And you're not allowed to question anything that they do because they're heroes. And, you know, we should salute them because they're willing to put on that uniform to protect us. Just because you're willing to put on some clothes and patrol the streets like you're big and bad doesn't make you a hero. A lot of these people are sociopaths. A lot of them are very good people. You can't just say, well, they're all good or they're all bad. Now, the system that these people support, it has become bad. They're enforcing bad laws. There is so much money to be made from these laws that they enforce. Look what happened in New York City after Eric Garner and the protest. Well, the police said that they were only going to arrest people when it was absolutely necessary. They're telling you right there that they're arresting people when it's not necessary. They're arresting Americans, the land of the free, when it's not necessary because of financial gain for the state. A police officer and a soldier are just agents of the state. That doesn't mean they're all bad, but the system they represent is bad, and that's what has to change. Do you really believe that the change is going to come from inside Washington? We've been down this road with Washington. When was the last time Washington did anything good for Americans? There are a few good people in Washington, very, very few. I can think of maybe 9 or 10 off the top of my head that are elected officials. That being said, there's 535 members of Congress. The president promised a lot of great stuff to happen. He hasn't done any of it. We're back in Iraq. We're in Syria. We're semi in Yemen and going to be in Yemen full blown pretty soon. And the man won a Nobel Peace Prize. And you get Republicans, I just don't like Obama. But when we get a Republican president, which we will in 2016, they're going to go right back to being asleep. And then we're going to get the Democrats. Oh, everything's horrible. Everything's horrible. And it's just going to be this back and forth seesaw of oppression, basically, and the people that are riled up. As long as it's their person's in office, they don't get upset. They don't care. They're asleep at the wheel, and they allow all this stuff to happen, and they make excuses. People are more interested in being a Republican or being a Democrat than they are being a free human being. They just want to see their side win. It's like the NFL or the NBA. You're just worried about your side winning, and you're not worried about what's right or wrong. There are people still to this day that I know that will admit that John McCain was wacko, crazy, crazy, would bomb anybody. Well, we'd have been better off. We'd have been better off if he'd have beaten Obama. Look, Obama's horrible, but you've got to admit, the man said he wanted to invade Hong Kong when they had Edward Snowden there. Are you kidding me? Like, how deranged is that? It's all about people picking sides and having their team win. We have to get over this mentality that we're in of being divided, of our team winning. Whether it's Republican or Democrat or black or white or from the South or from the North or whatever it is, everybody has to come together, realize we're all free people. People coming from over the border, from Mexico. People don't have a problem when people come from Canada, but when people come from Mexico, there's a problem. Now, you know, is it always, there's a lot of really good people that come over here to work, and people still stick their nose up at it. We're all human beings. And what's sick is so many of the people that have all the hate and all the judgment are the ones that are a part of the religious right. And they say that we're all made by one God and one creator, and yet they're the first people to stick their nose up in the air. They're the first people to call for blood. They're the first people to defend someone who's just killed a 17-year-old that was not a threat to them. It's absolutely insane to me how these people walk around defending the things that they do. It makes absolutely zero sense. People talk about how Russia was when Khrushchev was in charge during the Cold War. Well, we're there. We're being spied on. That's all happening. All the things that they said be scared of, that's here now. and far worse. We're much closer to Germany was under the Nazis than anything. I mean, when you're openly saying we're going to put military-style police in protest, that doesn't raise a red flag for anybody? I mean, is there anything that is going to wake you up for you to understand that this is not the country that you believe it to be or you think that it is, or maybe it once was 60, 70 years ago? I don't know what it's going to take. You see something on TV and believe it to be true. You hear it outside of any other context, and that's a conspiracy theory to you. Look at the ISIS videos. People were screaming at the top of their lungs. The ISIS videos. Looks like they're all done on a green screen. We have a telephone call coming in from area code 972. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How are you doing this evening?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Doing good, man. What would you like to talk about?
Man, what's going on, man? I need some knowledge, man.
Man, we're sitting here talking about the police state, the two little 17-year-old girls that got killed, and how the
what's going on with all that, man?
Yeah, man. They got a girl in Texas and a girl in Denver. Both got killed this week by police. One in the lobby of the police station, the other in her car after the car was stolen. We'll see if there's any repercussions on these officers. I got a feeling that there won't be. We've got a little 7-year-old girl in Detroit. Police busted in her house while they were filming what I believe was Cops. I know it was a reality TV show. Busted in the house, killed a 7-year-old girl, and then they realized they had the wrong house. And the cop.
Oh, when she was asleep, right?
Yeah, she was asleep on the couch.
I think I read about that one. How can we spread it out, man? Just, like, share it, man. A lot of people don't know what's going on. They just think because the cops are telling them something to do, they have to do it. A lot of people don't know anything. They don't know about the Bill of Rights. They don't know their rights.
Absolutely.
That's an important thing right there. And even my own cousins, I showed them. I was teaching them and showing them all this, like cop law, cop logic, all this, and they were just stunned because even they have went to jail for over, things that cops do like that they just and try to intimidate people and
absolutely
self criminalizing themselves.
And what's so scary is it's groups like Cop Block that they say are terrorist groups, or the protesters. That's another thing we're talking about. The protesters in New York, they're basically classifying protesters now as terrorists, and they're going to have military police presence at all protests because they consider them terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, are you with what page are you with? Because I have a couple. I have quite a few. This is really interesting, and I think it's really important.
Yeah, I work exclusively with the anti-media, but we help out and do some work with quite a few pages, with Cop Block, Free Thought Project, quite a few pages.
Yeah, because I share the most I can, and I've seen in Cop Logic and Cop Block that their lives have been going up. But I think we need to do something really drastic in order for everybody to really get the big picture. Because, I mean, all these people are really ignorant. If you really think about it, they don't really know what's going on.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're working on something, and we haven't got to the point where we can announce it yet, but we're working on something here in the future that maybe we can do that's going to raise awareness for all this.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think this is just getting worse and worse. If we don't stop it now, I mean, I don't know. It could be another fucking Holocaust.
Yeah, man, I don't know where it's going to go, but it certainly seems like it could head in that direction. As long as people are asleep at the wheel and not paying attention, they've already let their rights be taken out right from under their nose, and before they know it, we're going to be right back in that same position.
Yeah, and I saw this video. Not sure who it was or who was making the video. They were talking about the Obama wanted to repeal the Bill of Rights for the safety of the United States because of ISIS.
I believe that was a Mark Dice video, and I don't believe. I don't think that was really going to happen.
Yeah, all these people agreeing to it to actually repeal the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that was the scary part. Is he got people to say that the Bill of Rights should be repealed because of terrorism, and they were just agreeing with it because their master Obama said it, or at least that's what Dice told them.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, you're not with the anti-media, right? I'm a show you guys. I'm trying to do my part as well.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate it. www.theantimedia.org.
What is it?
www.theantimedia.org.
That sounds pretty fast. Yeah, man, because a lot of people, I mean, they just, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, I see what's going on, and at least my family, I let them know.
That's all you can do, man, is tell your friends and tell your family and just everybody, all your loved ones, just, you know, try to get the truth out there and let them know what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, man, I mean.
But I tell you what, I really appreciate your call this evening, man. You have a good one.
You too, man. Thank you, man.
So, yeah. So, back to what I was talking about. We've got so much that's going on, and nobody wants to pay attention. And this stuff didn't start happening yesterday. Let's go back to how people take up for cops and protect cops. Well, we had a police officer in Oklahoma City in 1996, I believe, 95, 96, I believe it was 96. Officer Terrence Yakey, I don't know how many people know this story. He was a first responder in Oklahoma City. Saved 8 people out of the building the day the bombs went off. I never thought too much Oklahoma City for a long time. I thought, well, that pretty much probably went the way they said it did. You know, what do I know? And then I heard this story that this officer that was a first responder was there on the ground, saw what actually transpired, said it did not match with the official story that was out there, and started collecting evidence in regards to what really happened and was going to, I assume, exposed the truth. And I know he was collecting tons of information. He had a storage unit in Oklahoma. He was driving all this information out to and holding it. He started getting threats, started getting followed by federal agents. And he was at his apartment with a friend of his. And he was talking to a friend. He says, I'm going to go take out these papers I've got. I'm going to run them out to the storage unit. When I get back, I'm going to shake these feds. When I get back, we'll go to dinner. We was found the next day in a field, 100 feet away from his car, beaten to death. His hands had been tied behind his back, and he had been shot execution style in the back of the head. It was ruled a suicide. It was ruled a suicide. So basically what they're saying is this man tied himself up, beat himself to death. He was anemic. So then somehow managed to drag his body away from the car and shoot himself in the back of the head. His family, who was in talking to the officers that ended up handling his quote-unquote suicide / homicide, they were just asking questions like any family member would. Ask, you know, the story didn't make sense to them, nor would it to anybody with a brain. And one of the officers looked at his sister and said, "Honey, you watch too many movies." How disrespectful is that when clearly something had happened and the man had been killed? They were offering no help. This was a police officer. Everybody says they care about police officers. Well, where was the country when this police officer was killed? Because he wasn't adhering to the state's rhetoric and the official script of the state, nobody cared. Nobody was concerned about his life. And that's what's so sad, and that's what's so sick, is that what proves that the allegiance is not really with the police officer or the soldier. The allegiance is blindly given to the state and your rulers. That has to end. You have to realize, you say that we're a free country and we're a free people. All these people claim that, you know, the founding fathers this, the founding fathers that. The founding fathers would spit on most of you people just because you're all hypocrites, that you look at those people saying, "We've had enough of the king. We're going to break off now." You know, y'all can read about it in history books, and that's not to say those people were perfect people. Nobody's perfect. You know, none of these people are deities. But at least they got sick of what was going on, and they decided to do something about it. Now, that doesn't mean we need to go pick up guns and start a violent revolution, because we don't. I don't believe that's the way. I subscribe more to the Martin Luther King way of thinking, or the Gandhi way of thinking. I believe that that's how real change can be made. King definitely made huge strides in progress. And ironically, a man that preached peace, we see how that ended. But people have to wake up and get over that they live in some American dream. I mean, what's the old quote? You know, was it George Carlin? It's a nightmare. This is not what you read in history books. History books are written by the winners, and they're written by the powerful, and they're written by the people with the money. You can read in any history book and read about James Earl Ray killing Martin Luther King. Well, guess what? It's not the way it happened. It's not the way it happened. It was proven in 1999 in a court case. That's not the way it happened. King's own kids don't believe it. And then you can talk about John Kennedy. And everybody's like, "Well, that was in 64. That was so long ago. That was so long ago." I don't care. It wasn't that long ago, A. And B, it sets an example for what our government's capable of. And if they're capable of that, they'll do anything. And people just live in this fantasy world like they won't. "Well, those were those people. I'm sure there were some good people born after that. I know those people were bad, but I'm sure they're all good now." Is that the way you really think this works? Is you think people chase and try to achieve power, get money and power, because they're really, really good people and they just want to help you? Sure, there are a few people like that, but that is not the majority of the people that run this country. People try to achieve power and get money for selfish means, and they will do anything necessary to keep it. They will cut throats to keep it. They don't care who you are. They don't care who your children are. They don't care what state you're from. They don't care what country you're from. You're just an obstacle in their way for them achieving more power and getting more money. Look at Dick Cheney. Do you think he cared about anyone in Iraq? Do you think he cared about anyone in those towers? I certainly don't. I don't think he cared about anybody other than himself. I think he cared about his bottom line. I think he cared about what he could get for himself. He doesn't care about people. These people don't care about people. It's all an illusion. Everything is a giant fantasy that you've all bought into. And it's time for us as a people to wake up from it. We have to stop kidding ourselves. What more does it take when you have people that you watch videos of cops killing in the street? And we make excuses for that. We make excuses for that in this country. Well, he was selling a loose cigarette. Well, he shouldn't have had a knife. Well, he had just stolen a cigarette. Well, how many excuses can you make? Do any of those things warrant the death penalty? And the last time I checked, cops weren't hired to be able to just be judge, jury, and executioner of anybody. But that's what apparently y'all have all inadvertently given them the rights to do. Have the people just thrown up their hands and say, yeah, we'll let this guy go to 6 months of training and he can just kill our kids because he knows what's best. I'm sure he does, you know. How can you stand for this any longer? We have to start making some changes within ourselves, and we have to start seeing reality for what it is. Because until we do that, we're not going to achieve anything. Our rights have already been stripped from us time and time and time again. And what very few rights we have left, which are very few at this point, those will be stripped next. And everybody's going to be asleep, and they're not going to care. They're just going to justify it. They're going to make excuses. Look at what Edward Snowden did. Sure, some people got outraged and said, oh, no, they're spying on us. But what's really changed? There's still a massive compound in Utah that's collecting every bit of everyone's information right now. Do you think that stopped? Now you know about it. At least before, everybody had the, well, people that pay attention have known that was going on for a long time. But so many people keep their head in the sand, they don't want to admit it. But when Snowden came out, there was no running from the reality anymore. And yet, people still do nothing. The conspiracy all of a sudden becomes reality, and yet you still do nothing. You've got the ISIS videos I was referring to earlier. Fox News came out and suggested that, wait a second, these videos look like they were done on a green screen. So wait. So when there were tons of people saying 2 weeks ago that these videos were done on a green screen, those people are all crazy. They were nuts. You can't trust those people. They're crazy. But because a few people say it on cable television, you all of a sudden accept it as being true. What is your definition of what's true and real and what's fantasy? Does it all of a sudden become real because somebody in a suit and tie on cable TV says something? Is that what makes something definitive for you? Is that what it takes? Is for somebody with some bright lights on them in a studio somewhere to reiterate something to you, somebody that's getting a large paycheck from a major corporations, corporate media. It's called corporate media for a reason. They have to tell you something for you to believe it. And 90% of the time, they're just giving you a line. They're just giving you the rhetoric just to keep you distracted from what's really going on. Nobody wants you to know what's really going on. How long have they gone on and on and on about the New England Patriots and some footballs? I mean, give me a break. Who cares? Does everybody understand what's really going on in this country? What our country is doing and been doing to people overseas, what they're doing to the people here at home? You cannot make a telephone call without it being recorded by the government. And everybody's more concerned about some footballs from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It's crazy. People got so worked up over the weather for the past, earlier in the week. It snowed. It's never snowed here before. The stuff people grasp onto and make it their cross to bear is absolutely insane. And I get, you know, so many people excuse corporate media and they say, well, they just want to make money. They just want to make money. You know what? they can tell the truth, and the truth is always scarier than what they're telling you. They would still make money if they told the truth. People's jaws would be on the ground, and they probably, well, who knows if they'd be out in the streets, because by the time anybody actually does find something out, they're just like, eh, well, you know, I don't care, whatever. You know, Snowden, so many people were calling Edward Snowden a traitor, because he told the truth. Anybody, I don't care if they're playing politics or not, politician, whatever, tells you that Edward Snowden should be tried for anything is insane. We live in a country where Darren Wilson doesn't get tried. He doesn't get tried for killing someone, and they want to try Edward Snowden. Chelsea Manning sitting in a federal prison right now for giving out information to the American people. And yet, everybody's just like, eh, okay, that's fine. They just go about their lives, go about their business. They stay distracted with the snow or the football or whatever's going on TV, whatever they're telling you to care about. I had it on CNN earlier today. They were talking about Justin Bieber. I had to turn it off. What has Justin Bieber done to warrant anything being on world headline news? Anything. It's ridiculous, the stuff people focus on. Nobody wants to focus on reality. We have these two girls that are dead. Their parents lost their children at 17 years old. Why is that not national news? Why are people not demanding that those officers be held accountable? I know there have been some protests in Denver over Jesse Hernandez. Hopefully, you know, the officers will be held accountable over that. I mean, you know, what's done is done, and all we can ask for is that justice is served in that situation. We can't go back and bring her back. But something has to happen. How the situation in Detroit with Ayanna Jones, how do you not try this guy? Like, you try, but how do you throw that out? How do you have hung juries in that situation? That goes back to the police unions. They cover all this up. They look out for their own. Everybody's so gang, everything's so like gang oriented and gang mentality in this country. You get with the group, you feel secure and you feel included in this group. Look, we're all part of the same group. We're all part of the human race. People find these little divisions. Stop. Stop looking for what divides us and look at what we have in common. Look at what brings us together. We've got these quotes from Chris Kyle in his book saying they're savages. He's glad he did it. He wished he would have done it more. They've been dehumanized, in his words, instead of dehumanizing people. And what's sad is that rhetoric comes back over here, and people are like, yeah, let's get them. Let's get them. It's like, give me a break. What are you going to get? What have these people done to you? They haven't done anything to you. You've only been told something on TV. The only thing anybody has to go on is the fear of 9/11. Well, first off, we know Iraq had nothing to do with that. So why are they savages? Well, Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. What does that have to do with you? It doesn't. There's lots of bad people. There's lots of bad people in this country to be worried about, not Saddam Hussein. Look at Gaddafi. Our government does what they want, and there's no repercussion. It goes to the CIA. They do what they want. They've always done what they want. Lyndon Johnson lied about dragging us into Vietnam. Nobody seems to care about that. Oh, that was a long time ago. They drug us into a needless war. We've established that the Gulf of Tonkin did not happen the way he said it did. Drug us into Vietnam over it. And what did we get out of it? We got a lot of young Americans going overseas, coming back in body bags, and the ones that did come back alive came back screwed up from the chemical warfare, came back with PTSD, and then you don't even care about them. You use them, you toss them to the side. That's the country you live in. This is what the politicians do. This is what the government does. They don't care about you or me. The only people that should or could care about you or me is you and me. We have to come together. The elites have nothing to lose and nothing to gain or nothing to lose in making you happy. They don't care. They're going to keep doing their thing. It's not like they need your vote. They put in office whoever they want. Look at George Bush and Al Gore. First off, we know Al Gore won that election. Well, whatever. It's the way it works sometimes. Nixon beat Kennedy in 1960. Votes went floating down the river in Chicago. Whoops, that's what happens. Do you really think anybody wanted Mitt Romney for the Republicans last time? Nope, they shoved him down people's throats. They just tell you this is your option. This is your choice. Everybody has this illusion that we're picking and we're voting. But that's ridiculous. You're just, these people are getting shoved down your throat and saying this is who you're going to vote for. This is who you're going to pick from. Because either way, you're still going to get our guy. Either way, you're still going to get our person in office. But even that being said, they're still going to get, it's all so rigged. Look at a documentary called Hacking Democracy and the Diebold voting machines and how that entire situation works. They can throw any election they want. It doesn't take very much to do it at all. And you cannot believe it. You can say, oh, that's crazy conspiracy. Look, they can do it. Look it up. Diebold voting machines. They can be hacked into, and the elections can be thrown for anybody. We had precincts coming back in 2012 for Barack Obama, and not a single person. Like, tons of precincts. Not one person voted for Mitt Romney. Not one. Now, listen. I don't blame anybody for not voting for Mitt Romney. But how is not one person accidentally marking the wrong box here? Something. You don't have zero people in multiple precincts not vote for somebody. That's beyond fishy. Also, you've got the people that they put up as far as, what options have you had? You've got Bush running in 88, which the Republicans, they claim they love Bush. Oh, Bush Sr. was great. But also, they claim to love Ronald Reagan. Oh, you know, that Ronald Reagan's the guy for the Republicans. Everybody loves Reagan. But what's so sad is these people don't even realize that Reagan wouldn't endorse Bush when he ran in 88. That was his vice president for 8 years. But they love them both, but even Reagan wouldn't endorse the guy. Then you've got Clinton for 8 years. Then you've got another Bush. Then you've got the guy who got in office now who acts like a Bush with some really expensive health care. And then now they're saying the next election is going to go between a Clinton and a Bush. But this country hasn't been taken over at all. You know, it's just coincidence that people with the exact same last name keep running for office and stay in power. You know, why aren't there term limits for these politicians? Why not? Like, why has McCain got to be there for 30 years? What good is that doing anybody? It's doing a lot of good for some really evil people. They get to get power and never lose control of it. But what is that doing for the American person? It's not. What is that doing for the everyday citizen? It's not doing anything to help them. These politicians aren't fearful of you not voting for them. They're there. They're not going anywhere. These people don't lose after they've been there for so long. they've wrapped up all the money in their area. They've got big, big money from around the country coming in. They're not going to lose. John McCain's of the world are not going to lose. Everybody, every member of his constituency may not want him. He's not going to lose. That's the way this works now. The country has been overtaken and overthrown. The first step is, in regards to that, is to put term limits on the Congress people. There's absolutely no reason why we can't have that in a free country. Why can't we have different options? Why do we have to have the exact same people in office for 30 years? We've tried that. We're here now. How's that worked out for everybody? It hasn't. Why can't we end the Federal Reserve? What is that? What good has that done for everybody? We've had the dollar devalue 98% since 1913. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. Everybody turns their head and closes their eyes to this situation. I don't understand what it's going to take for people to wake up and see what's going on. And part of me is hopeful and thinks that people will wake up and this will change. And then part of me is worried that it's too late. That if people haven't figured it out by now and they haven't got it through their heads by now of what's really going on, then I don't know if they ever will. That was the biggest part of this American Sniper movie that really terrified me and made me feel maybe it is too late. Because you've got a large percentage of this country that ignore facts regarding that movie. They don't care because it made them feel a certain way. It just made them feel all star-spangled wonderful inside. They didn't care about the truth. They didn't care that a movie was dehumanizing a group of people because those were the savages now. America's great. Everybody else is bad. And that's what it made people feel. Well, Clint Eastwood says, well, but it's anti-war, but it's anti-war, but it shows how screwed up people can be. It's not, because you're glorifying this guy, saying he's sitting there talking to a psychologist, and the psychologist is like, well, did it screw you up? He's like, no, I'm not one of those people. He goes, my only regret wasn't for the people I killed, it was for the people that I could have saved. And if anybody's read his book or heard his stories, that's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't know the mindset that you have to go to and be in to be that cold and shut off. But Chris Kyle, he couldn't have been so stupid to believe that he was actually protecting the freedoms of Americans. He couldn't have been that dumb. Because you know how many people have come back from that exact same war saying, wow, we got duped. We had no business being over there. What were we doing? Why were we there? So many soldiers come back that are massively anti-war. So how could this guy just be so cold and callous to the number of deaths that he was responsible for and think it was for protecting anyone's freedoms? I've talked to more than enough people that were over there that people realized the situation. That first off, even though we're back there, we never did left. The private contractors never left. That's what people don't realize. They're building, Shell is building an $11 billion petroleum station there in Iraq. They announced it 2 days ago. There's another story that came out from a study in England that said that wars are based on oil. We've got that story coming out tomorrow on theantimedia.org, so make sure you check that out. But these wars are fought for financial gain. They're not fought for freedoms at all. Can anybody tell me when was the last time we fought a war for somebody's freedom? For protecting America is what they claim. We're keeping you safe. Those terrorists are trying to take your freedoms. I haven't seen anybody from overseas trying to take my freedoms. The only people I've seen trying to take my freedoms are the people in this country in Washington, D.C. Those, and they've successfully done it. If you don't believe me, go to an airport. Well, but that's for your safety. That's for your safety. They care about you. Well, you know, give them 40% of your taxes next year and remember how much they care about you. When they're going to, you know, give you 2 years of free community college. And, you know, on the surface, that sounds fantastic and wonderful. And, hey, you know what? If it worked the way it would, that'd be great. I'm all for education. People should be educated. But all that's going to do is we're going to have 2 extra years of school. People can't get jobs now with college degrees. You can hardly get a job at all. It's going to turn into a new high school diploma. You're going to have 2 years of college to do anything. And even then, you're still going to be able to just get a crap job, just like now with graduating from high school. There's not going to be many opportunities at all. They're not trying to fix the actual education system itself. They just want to tack on more years and say, but we're giving you an education. I know plenty of college graduates that are complete idiots. You know, that sheet of paper doesn't make someone intelligent. That sheet of paper doesn't make you educated. You know, I wish that it did. I wish that it worked that way, but the education system is just like everything else in this country. It's a business. And what he is giving you for free goes back into feeding that business. Look, everybody was going to get quote-unquote free health care. How'd that work out? Now everybody's just forced to pay for something if they want it or not. And if you don't, you've got to give the government some money if you choose not to have it. That's how much they care about you. We're going to force you to buy something because it's good for you. And if you don't do it, you're going to pay a fine. Is that the definition of freedom? It doesn't sound like freedom to me. And I get that we should take care of people. We should have a system where we take care of people. We absolutely should. We shouldn't leave people out in the streets hungry and starving. But you know what? We shouldn't also be getting prepared to spend $95 million a day for the next 10 years on a nuclear arsenal. We shouldn't be getting ready to do that either. We just waste the money and throw the money away, and they do all these stupid studies, and they fund these wars, and they fund and prepare to kill people. And they do all the research in the world to know how to get rid of you and get rid of me. And they don't have what, and then they just kind of give you the scraps and say, well, you're going to get 2 years of this or get 2 years of that, and it's not solving anything. They're not addressing the problem. They're not really trying to take care of people. It's disguised as that. The situation is disguised as we care about you, so this is what you need to do. And they make it sound all great. But when it comes down to how it really works, it's never in your benefit. When was the last time that the United States government did something to benefit its citizens? When was the last time? I can't think of it. I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything they've done that I just said, well done, government. You were really looking out for me. You had my best interest at heart. The people do that all the time. People come together. They do things good for each other, the individuals. But the state itself and the collection of people that have positioned themselves, that are power hungry to reach a certain position in this world, don't care. And everything goes back to people and their personal choices. And there's different kinds of people in this world. And there's a lot of politicians, most politicians, they get there because there's something sick, twisted in their head that says, we just want to control you. We want to control this. They have control issues. Lyndon Johnson was that way. It was reported that, geez, I've read quite a few books about Johnson, and I know it was 8 or 9 people that he had killed throughout his years. And very highly questionable one of those people was John Kennedy. But he was, when he was in school, when he was a kid, he's like, I'm going to be president one day, and I don't care what it takes. Like, it's just something ingrained in these people that they just want to achieve power. And there's in all different forms of government, whether, you know, not even just the government. Look at the banks. There's people in the banks like that. There's people in police departments like that. There's people in the military like that. It's not just politicians. But it's the same mindset that we don't care about humanity. We care about ourselves. We care about power. We care about what we can get. We care about what we can achieve. And we'll give you an illusion of freedom. But just enough of an illusion to keep you complacent. Because as long as you're complacent, we can do whatever we want. But, and you're just going to let us do it. And then every few years, we'll let Clint Eastwood make a movie and get you all riled up and make you feel all glory. You know, God bless the USA. We'll have Lee Greenwood sing a song at halftime. And you'll be loving it. You'll eat it up. And you'll be happy to walk through that airport. And you'll be happy for that TSA agent to rub his hands all over you. Because freedom. Because this is the freest country in the world. That's what freedom is, right? Going through an airport and taking off your clothes in a line and letting some man touch you. Having all your phone calls spied on. Your telephone tapped. Is that freedom? Is that the definition of freedom? That you have no privacy? The Fourth Amendment's gone. It's been gone. It doesn't exist. What? I don't understand what it's going to take. What is it going to take, people? What's going to have to happen? What are you going to have to see in your lifetime for you to actually realize, hey, this is messed up. I can't do this anymore. I've got to take a stand against this. I'm going to have to go out into the street and say, no, no, no more. And hold arms with your brothers and your sisters and stand together and stand peacefully and say, we're done with this. This isn't y'all's country. This is our country. This is our planet. This is our world. And we all come together and kick out these people. It's absolutely insane. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm going to recap what I talked about at the top of the show. Christiana Kennard, Longview, Texas, 17-year-old, dead by police. Jesse Hernandez, 17 years old, Denver, Colorado, dead by police. We've got Matt Black, 22 years old, in Savannah, Georgia. I didn't talk about that, but that happened beginning of the year. He was arrested. He had was bipolar, and ended up tied to a chair, killed by police. Well, we're still researching that, but he was tied in custody and just ended up dead. And they know that he was overly tasered, and we're still waiting on the results of that. And of course, there's a paid vacation in it for the police officers that were involved. But we're about to wrap the show up here. I really appreciate everybody listening tonight. I hope I didn't rant on too long. I just hope that people, whatever it is, whether you're talking to your neighbor, you're talking to your friends, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is that you do, whatever you get on, just keep spreading the truth and believe, and have a good evening. Let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.